Xero is one of the most popular accounting platforms used by small businesses. There's been some interesting developments in the range of tools available for small businesses, such as cloud computing and AI. So we thought we'd take a look and see what tools are available to businesses to help them manage their affairs and, of course, to expand. To help us do that, we're joined by Colin Temmis, Xero South Africa Country Manager. Hi, Colin. Thanks very much for your time. Maybe let's kick off. For people who don't know, can you explain what Xero is and what does it do?
Yeah, so Xero is a beautiful accounting platform. Now, those words beautiful and accounting don't often go hand in hand, but it was born in the cloud back in the late 2000s and is a browser-based accounting and small business platform. And so what that means is accountants can work on the platform and do accounting and all the more complicated accounting entries for a small business and the taxes. But more importantly, the small business owner can also use the software at the same time and in a way that is easy for them to digest. So traditionally, accounting products have been quite exclusionary. They're quite difficult to navigate and use. And so many small business owners are not interested in engaging with accounting products. But what's great about Xero is that we really encourage and enable small business owners to participate in that financial journey of their business together with their accountant to grow and get insights into what's helping them grow.
Right. So we know from the research that has been done on small businesses, particularly in South Africa, that lack of controls are a big problem in success or failure. And I guess that's the key question for small businesses is how Xero would help them stay on top of their finances. Maybe help us out there.
Yeah, look, most small business owners don't wake up every day and rush to their mobile phone or their computer to do accounting. It's not a particularly exciting task. They're interested really in invoicing their customers, more importantly, in getting paid by those customers, in understanding what bills they have to pay, and in really understanding some of the operational requirements of their business. And so they're very much focused on growth and maintenance of their business. And so oftentimes the very important work of accounting and tax and compliance can sometimes be left behind because the business owner is just focused on sort of keeping the lights on, if you would. And so what's great about Xero and what's great about the community that we've built with accountants and small businesses is that we have a new type of business owner who's really interested in the accounting and the tax side, who's really interested in making sure that their business is financially, able to take on investments, able to remain compliant, but more importantly, able to generate insights in their data that enables them to make better business decisions. And so that's how sort of Xero helps. It helps connect the accountant and the small business owner in a more meaningful way, but it also helps the business owner really grow their relationship with their financial data and their financial information, which, as you and many of the listeners will know, is crucial to making a business decision about where do you expand, how do you do pricing, which clients can you sell to. And so it enables us to now bring these worlds together, the business world and the accounting world, on a single platform and stops the sort of abdication of that responsibility to a third party.
Okay, now there's been a lot of developments in terms of cloud computing, and Xero, from my understanding, was one of the first to actually move to the cloud. Tell us about that, why that's important.
Yeah, it's critically important. It's how Xero started. It was the first cloud-based accounting product back in a time when people weren't that interested in building beautiful products and software. The story goes, actually, the founder of Xero, he said he was tired of looking at accounting software that made his eyes bleed, which is a story that I sort of resonated with back in the day when I ran an accounting firm. It was something, not something you were drawn to, engaging with accounting software. And so, Xero was born in the cloud. There's no legacy systems or legacy data or multiple products. There's one system that receives all of our business's attention globally. And so it's got a single sort of code base with an API that can be accessed and used by third parties and apps. And so as a born-in-the-cloud product, it enables us to service multiple markets. But what's really interesting for business owners in particular is that you can then plug on different apps as you need to build out your business, be it, say, e-commerce or point of sale or inventory or anything else. So being born in the cloud is important, and we've expanded on that and expanded to many markets across the globe. And we've been using Xero in South Africa now for probably the last sort of 10 or 12 years. So it's been around for a while, but we've seen a good deal of growth and momentum, and we're going from strength to strength, which is very exciting.
I would imagine you've got a fairly good insight from your customer base of the landscape for small businesses in South Africa. What can you tell us about that? What trends have you noticed? Are you seeing from people who are using Xero a better survival rate, for example?
Yeah, we've got a ton of research, one of the interesting stats that we have is the success rate of businesses who are attached to an accountant. And the success rates of accountants who are in the cloud and using digital tools. And all the statistics, without going into all the detail, a lot of that information is available on our website. The success rates are just so much greater, number one, when a business owner is attached to an accountant. So we can see, anonymized data, of course. We aren't able to see individual business data, but we can see generally if an accounting firm is attached to a small business, and the success rates there are quite incredible. And that's really indicative of, a business owner, number one, taking responsibility for their financial information, but number two, having a trusted advisor that's able to come on board, give a bit of direction, which sort of leads to my second point, like what changes have we seen? The biggest change, I would say, is the relationship between a business owner and an accountant. We are just so fortunate in South Africa. We've got some amazing accounting practices and accountants. As you might know that Sika last year was voted the number one most trusted accounting body in the world. So we really do have a well-respected accounting community, and we're definitely seeing a lot of them adopt these digital tools and practices, evolve, of course, their pricing models, and the business models of these accounting firms are having to change as well, because what used to take you, say, 6 or 7 hours to do is now taking you an hour, because there's a lot of automation that happens, a lot of digital tools that make the mundane accounting process a lot easier. And so we're seeing a lot of these practices evolve, their business models are evolving, their pricing methodologies are changing, and that's changing the way they interact with the small business. And so the changes we see on the small business side is that they're spending way more time with their accountant, getting proper advice, getting proper guidance, getting whatever their point of value is, whether it's relationship, whether it's data or insights or advisory services. We're just seeing the nature of the relationship between the accountant and the small business change, which is really exciting.
Is this what you mean by self-made business? Maybe you can explain, what does that mean to you?
Yeah, self-made business. Incidentally, self-made business, the acronym is SMB. And in the rest of the world, we call small businesses SMBs. In South Africa, of course, we call them SMEs. I prefer the SMB terminology. And so self-made business, when we went for it, was really just a great message to our business community, where the reality is that most businesses, small businesses, are self-made. And when I say small business, we're not just talking about really small businesses. Like, we have some sizable companies who use products like Xero that are doing hundreds of millions of rand a year. So Xero is not purely a very small business product, but a lot of our target market is, of course, small businesses and self-made businesses, where there is an owner, there is a founder, there are partners who are self-made. They are investing in themselves. Some of our research from prior years indicates that a lot of the funding that businesses get are from family and friends, before people go to banks, as an example. And so a lot of these self-made businesses are self-made in the sense that they fund themselves, they develop their own skills and resources. There's very little support, despite what you read and what you hear and all of the programs that are available. A lot of the support is limited for small businesses, and so by virtue of that, a lot of these companies are self-made, which we felt really resonated with the community that we serve and that we're trying to support.
All right, final question. People would, I guess, associate Xero as an accounting software package. It's more than that, isn't it? It's a platform, and it comes with a lot more than just software. Just tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's you know, again, I'll go back to the first question, I think, around, you know, how did Xero come about? And the founder wanted to, you know, interact with a piece of software that was useful for him in his business. And so one of the things I always tell people when we're talking about Xero is it was not designed for accountants. You know, it is by far the most powerful accounting tool you can probably use as an accountant. But it was really designed, the interface, the UI, and the user experience was designed for people that, you know, don't necessarily love accounting. And let's face it, not many people do, and for good reason. It's, you know, it's designed for people who need to run a business, need to understand the basics of who owes me money, where is the opportunity to grow, and how can I interact and use that information to expand and grow my company. And so that's why, you know, Xero is just doing so well, in that many small business owners use words like love when it comes to, you know, our software. And that's just not normal sort of behavior, to love anything that's got the word accounting even close to it. So, you know, it's a unique relationship we have with small businesses. And it's part of our goal is to build a platform that is far more than just an accounting system. And accounting is the least of what Xero does. It really is an operational tool for a business that gives you amazing financial data and insights, but enables you as a business owner to drive sort of operational efficiency and work on the areas of your business that you need to at varying levels of scale. So even if you're a one-man band, or if you employ 150 people, you know, you're going to be able to use this product and the ecosystem and all the APIs if you need that level of support to really understand data to grow and drive your business.
We're going to leave it there. Thanks very much, Colin Timmis, who is Xero South Africa Country Manager. Thanks for joining us, Colin.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me.